having some understanding of the levers that a president can exercise. I worry about, frankly, access to the nuclear codes. If he, in a fit of pique, he decides to do something about Kim Jong-un, there's actually very little to stop him. There are very little in the way of controls over, you know, exercising a nuclear option, which is pretty damn scary.
James Clapper, what a clown. This is a president that was elected, was ran for a year and a half, wins an election, he's got this job for 8 months, and now he sits on the sideline without a job on a national, international network and worries about an American president with the nuclear codes as if he thinks it's a board game. Corey Lewandowski, Corey, you're remarkably composed. I watched you on CNN during the election after you left the campaign, despite being attacked. I am stunned that he said what he said yesterday. When you heard that, what are you thinking?
Brian, what it tells me is you've got an individual who is trying to stay relevant, who wants to increase his profile. My guess is he's probably looking to get a book deal or something else. But the bottom line is he has no indication whatsoever that the president would ever do anything like this. And the sad truth is that he gets media credibility for even having this conversation. That's the most disturbing part. You know, it's the rantings of a madman. And I don't know what James Clapper has done or who he knows, but the American people have chosen President Donald Trump, and they've chosen him to bring change to Washington, and Clapper has been part of the deep state for a very long time.
So they looked at the speech on Monday to the troops about Afghanistan, and most people loved it, even though some people said too much and not enough detail. And Tuesday, they looked at that rally. It scared them. Wednesday, they saw a 15-minute speech to the American Legion, and they said, this guy is Jekyll and Hyde. He can't make up his mind. You've been on the road with him for weeks and for months. Corey, is it that unusual to see three speeches with three different tones?
Well, Brian, it's three separate audiences that he's addressing. One, when he's talking about what our military options are in Afghanistan, that's one specific speech. One with, you know, 10 or 15,000 people in a rally in Arizona. And then it's a different connotation when you're speaking at the American Legion. It's not a different person. It's understanding who your audience is. And if Hillary Clinton ever understood who her audience was, maybe she could have been successful. But that's the fault of her, and that's why Donald Trump has always been successful, is he knows who his audience is, and he speaks to them in right. a way which they respect and understand.
Would you have consulted him differently on the rally speech when he had some very familiar tones, the media is terrible, and certain Arizona senators are unreliable? If he said, Corey, how should I handle this? Would you have said, do exactly what you did?
What I know about this individual and what I know about the president is that hindsight has proven that he has been right many, many, many times when the political pundits and the elites all said that he was going to be wrong. And I think of many times during the campaign where they said, you can't do this, you can't say this, you can't act this way. It's quote unquote not presidential. And the American people have come to respect a person who speaks clearly, articulately, and without a filter because they are so tired of the Washington, D.C. doublespeak. I love when he gets to speak straight from the heart.
Corey Lewandowski with us. Corey, I wanted to bring this part of what Clapper said a couple of days ago yesterday forward because you would know specifically if this is true or not. Listen.
I really question his ability to his fitness to be in this office. And I also am beginning to wonder about his motivation for it. Maybe he is looking for a way out.
Is the president looking for a way out of his first term?
Brian, that's such an egregious statement to make from a person who is so ill-informed they shouldn't even be given the opportunity to speak in public. Look, here's what it comes down to. The president has invested tens of millions of dollars of his own money running in this campaign. He has absolutely outworked his opponents in the campaign, both during the primary process and the general election process. He's now working 18 and 20-hour days to fulfill his commitments on the campaign that he made, which include border security. It includes transportation infrastructure spending. It includes tax reform. It includes repealing and replacing Obamacare. He has no interest, no desire whatsoever of leaving the administration.
Do you think he doesn't like the job, or he doesn't like it as much as he thought he would?
No, I think it is the most difficult job in the world, and I don't think anybody other than the individuals who've served in that capacity can truly appreciate how difficult the job is. I think he loves the job. I think he loves – look at our – in the third quarter, look where we are, 3.8% growth. I mean, these are phenomenal numbers. If that would have been the case under the Obama administration, my guess is Barack Obama would have tried to have run for a third term because the growth was so high. We've seen – the president said – for every one new regulation, we're going to delete two. It's actually been for every one new regulation, they've gotten rid of 16 new regulations. They're unshackling the federal bureaucracy from the small businesses so that they can actually grow.
Right.
It is the right thing, and this is what the president wants to be doing.
Well, by the way, it's 2.8. It is getting fast. It was a below 2 when he took over, but it's 2.8. Donald Trump, I just tweeted this out a second ago. James Clapper, who famously got caught lying to Congress, is now an authority on Donald Trump. Will he show you his beautiful letter? Will he show you his beautiful letter to me? Question mark. Wow. So I guess he gave him a nice letter as he left. I want you to hear what Mark Halperin said about all the changes in the White House. New chief of staff. Goodbye, Steve Bannon. Goodbye, Ryan Priebus. Goodbye, Scaramucci. Cut 23.
The people in the White House think they've convinced the president that he needs to change course. He switched chiefs of staff. He switched press secretary. They're looking for a full-time communications director. But if you look at the events this week, even the speech yesterday with the different tone, there's not a fundamental sense that the president has accepted the notion that things are bad, that things need to change. And if you asked lobbyists, members of Congress, academics, many people who work in the White House, other cabinet members, they'd say things need to change. We can't go into September with the same battle plan that we had for the last 7 months. And yet people doubt whether the president has accepted that when you have things like citing polls and having the rally he had in Phoenix, which suggests he just wants to do more of the same.
What do you read from his analysis? Where is he right? Where is he wrong?
I think he's right in the notion that things do need to change. The president needs to achieve legislative victories, and that means working with members of Congress and the U.S. Senate to fulfill the campaign promise. That absolutely has to happen. And if that doesn't happen, I believe there has to be accountability at the ballot box. But I don't think that any staffing decision that is made or change that is made from the staffing perspective at the White House is going to change who the president is or what the American people voted for. The American people didn't vote for a staff, whether that's Steve Bannon or Kellyanne Conway or Corey Lewandowski or any other person who may be working in that building. They voted for the president to fulfill the campaign promises, and I think he needs to do that. And he needs to work with those Republicans on Capitol Hill that can get his legislative priorities accomplished.
Right.
I think that is absolute paramount importance.
And he's poking and prodding to make it happen. Corey Lewandowski, thanks so much. Your call's next, 1-866-408-7669. Exciting time. Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade Show.